So another thing that really helps us is prayer and acknowledging that there is a higher power in life and that we have direct access to it within ourselves and that we can solicit its support to help with the challenges that we're faced with in our life. Yeah. Now, most prayer comes from the ego. Most what people would call prayer in the world is either begging for something that the ego wants or groveling, you know, that it's about something that it's ashamed of. And none of that is effective prayer. What prayer really is it requires you to be able to go into that deep, 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 deep inner place. And you need to be able to breathe and navigate through these different realms where these gatekeepers are, these demons of anger, these ghosts of sorrow, this labyrinth of your mind, these memories, you know, all of this, these realms of the psyche that are in the subconscious and the unconscious realms of yourself. And below that, there is a wonderful, wonderful zone in the psyche where your soul and your spirit are one. And you need to be able to go in there and rest in the peace of that and the silence of that. And it's actually quite easy to do. And it doesn't take years and years and years of practice or doing all these practices to do that. You can do it pretty much instantaneously. So if you just close your eyes for a moment and take a few soft, gentle, deep breaths. And let everything that I've just been sharing over the last 40 minutes or hour or whatever, how long we've been doing these recordings, just let it all settle. And just allow yourself to feel from the deepest receptivity within yourself. So the place within you where you are most receptive, the deepest part of that receptivity within yourself. And from there, I just want you to look up within. Look up from that place deep, deep, deep down inside of yourself and just look up inside of yourself. And with an attitude of humility and expectation, you know, you deserve it. Just want you to, with love and gratitude, just say thank you. As you breathe, a living prayer, which is just communion with this higher consciousness within you that is the spirit of life. And within yourself, deep, deep, deep down within yourself, beyond your mind, beyond your thoughts, you can have a conversation with that power. You can express gratitude for the healing that you're accepting now. Because when you're dealing with the higher power, you're dealing with the absolute power. It can sort it all out in a millisecond. And if you have faith in that absolute power, then you have to say thank you for what you're receiving. But all of that needs to take place below the level of the mind. Out of the mental zone, in the deepest receptivity within yourself, and you learn to communicate and commune from that place deep, deep, deep down within you.
You want to feel it.
Yeah. And the whole thing is founded on your faith. According to your faith, so shall it be. Mm-hmm. So you have to be certain about that. When you've done these practices, when you've done the breathing, you've felt yourself shift out of whatever that state was into a deeper sense of self. And you've done the emotional freedom technique and you've felt yourself go deeper into that freedom and that expansiveness. And you've done the ho'oponopono. You relax more and more and more. And you've felt that deep love and self-acceptance and the power of forgiveness and the frequencies of compassion and mercy. And you've harnessed red energy to give you go forward to commit to this faith, this inner knowingness within yourself that already exists. And we don't have to add to it. We can't, you know, go and do a course with someone and develop our faith. We can't go and, you know, do anything to improve ourselves. But what we can do is go to that place within us that already exists in its pristine, eternal perfection. Yeah, and the essence of that is faith, being certain about it. So as you're doing all these practices on a daily basis, that sense of self where you can go within yourself becomes deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And as you move through those depths and you learn not to involve your mind in your relationship with this almighty power, this pure direct life force, this life consciousness, this spirit of life, you understand that it's so close to you and it is so powerful that you just have to thank it for what it is you want. So you give thanks for your liberation from abandonment patterns. Yeah. And then you repeat this every day, every day, every day, every day, every day, till you reinforce, 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 reinforce this solidity within yourself, which is just you coming from the ground of your being. Not in all these different layers where all these different patterns are and the codes that you've inherited from your ancestors and the subconscious vibrations of these things that happened whenever they did. And they all exist within your psyche, but they are in relatively superficial realms. So we go through depth, and once we get through, we're into something, you know, eternal and infinite. And so that even though it seems like it's, you know, there's a lot of stuff inside of us, when we really have the courage to keep going, you break through. You break through. And the nature of life, what we're realizing as these systems are breaking down, as the world's breaking down, as people are dying and, you know, everything's getting worse on the surface level affairs in this consensus reality we call the world, you know, more war, more economic disaster, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. It's all getting worse, apparently, on the outside, seems to be. What happens is, as a consequence of that, it's easier to surrender all of this ego attachment to living in that world. You see? Mm-hmm. And the reason why it's going is because it can't endure. It's toxic and disharmonious. It's not actually connected to life spirit. And the wonderful thing about life is it permits these moments that might last millennia, you know, these ages, these dispensations of time. It permits those things to exist for a while. And because we are eternal beings, we might get trapped in these little spinning webs for thousands of years or thousands of lifetimes until we figure out how to just let go of the emotional stuff that's keeping us stuck in these patterns, yeah? Mm. They're just patterns. And the ego is a gripping thing. It's frightened, and it would rather grip to the thing that it's familiar with, even though it causes immense suffering and negativity and toxicity. It would rather hang on to that than let go and have to face the void, the unknown, the darkness, yeah? And that's what the spiritual journey is all about. Letting go, surrendering, and going deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into yourself, and facing these patterns which can possess us and dominate us, and you know, they can be extremely toxic and extremely overwhelming, but they're only overwhelming and toxic to the part of us that's identified with them and caught, you know, says that I. There's another I. There's a more real, more honest, more eternal, infinite sense of self that is perfectly free of all this stuff, and the anchor point to experience that I is faith, Nizche, and it exists deep, 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 deep down inside of you, and it's a point, it's an epicenter of consciousness, so it's a focal point within yourself. So when you're doing smashing the pillows or doing whatever you're doing, you're always looking to connect with that point. When you're doing any of your meditation and your peace practices, you're always looking to connect with that point. When you are doing your prayer, you're looking to pray from that place within yourself. And it's got nothing to do with the mind. Nothing to do with it. It's not an idea. It's not a belief. It's not part of your human the ego spectrum. It exists independent of that, and it's the ground of your being. So as you experience more and more and more the mystery of that and the solidity of it, you start to stabilize, and the spinning, fragmented, scattered versions of yourself that are prone to ups and downs, and you know, the upheaval of life, and are affected by the fluctuations in the external world, becomes much, 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 much more stable. And these things have far, far, far less effect on you. But it's a journey that needs to be constantly revisited every day, because we're seeing the world that we perceive through the senses becoming so unstable. So the information that we're receiving on a daily basis through our eyes, our ears, etc., that's going into the conscious mind that belongs to the ego, is reinforcing the illusion of instability and triggering the fears and the overwhelm and the depressions and the anger and all the rest of it. So there's a whole pattern being triggered all the time, and it's these practices just allow you to switch over into an original sense of self, an original consciousness that exists within us, and just start living from that place. And I know I've said a lot and it sounds complex, but it's actually just become so, so simple.